Hot Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 442, Gun Goose, recorded live on September 18th, 2014. Hello everyone, welcome to Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your other host, Biowolf.
And we are back again with another fine episode of Pod Tackler today to talk about Zanzibar and the Gun Goose. If you guys have not heard by now, there is some new footage out from some YouTubers. There's a event that went on, a private Microsoft event, I think last week or the week, actually the week before, where some people went to go out and play some of the Master Chief Collection. And there is some B-roll footage that a lot of people have been posting up, and it's of Cairo Station, Delta Halo, Zanzibar, and on that Zanzibar gameplay, there's some Gun Goose gameplay, so we'll get to talk about all of that tonight. There's also going to be TGS this weekend. We're not exactly sure if there's going to be anything announced at TGS, which is the Tokyo Game Show. But if there is something that comes out, of course, we'll be talking about this on next week's show. And we'll be having a post about it on the website. But everything is going well in the land of Pod Tackler. We had our Tactical Tuesday, which I heard went pretty well as Wacky Wednesday. And we have someone helping out in the Pod Tackler community a little bit to give us some graphics overhaul. So Blue M Cat has volunteered to step up and make us some graphical elements for us to use around the website and around Twitter and social media. So if you see some graphics posted up in the near future, then you can thank her for that. So Blue M Cat, thank you very much for volunteering to step up to that position. We really appreciate it. And of course, we have quite a few other people helping out around the forums. Hossos has been kind of the forum ninja, so to speak, and Godzilla Todd running the game night. So we're looking for more people to get involved with Pod Tacklers, so if you're interested, definitely just hop on over to the forums and introduce yourselves. Just tell us a little bit about what you can do and what you think you would like to help out on with Pod Tackler and whatnot. And we'd love to have you on board. So other than that, though, it's time to get into some of the big news for this week. Of course, Zanzibar, which we haven't seen any gameplay on. We finally have video to watch, and it wasn't until I saw the screenshots for Zanzibar in this week's Halo Bulletin that I really appreciated the detail that went into the Spartan armors. Just the reflectivity, the lighting effects, everything about the engine that they're using for Halo 2 Anniversary. It just looks amazing.
Oh yeah, it looks absolutely gorgeous. I mean, when I was watching some of the gameplay footage, like you said before, I didn't really notice it too much until I seen the actual photos on Waypoint itself. But it's looking really good. I have the sniper like on Zanzibar, the guy holding the sniper or whatever, on my background right now, and I'm just looking at it. It's pretty good looking.
It does look really nice, and I don't know if the visors are actual reflective of what's on the map, but it looks like it could be, in which case that's really, really cool detail that they're putting into Halo 2 Anniversary. And this isn't even the next big Halo game. This is Halo 2 Anniversary, people. So imagine what they're doing for Halo 5.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've 343 shown what they could do before with just Halo 4 itself. I mean, they did an amazing job with, like, aesthetically and how it looked then. So I'm really excited to see what's going to happen with the next-gen hardware. I mean, just with the Master Chief Collection alone, what we're seeing with Halo 2 Anniversary, it looks incredible. I can just imagine, like, what just the multiplayer campaign or whatever else that we're going to see for Halo 5.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that makes it pop out to me is Zanzibar is a lot more, for lack of a better word, plain-looking map in terms of a Halo map, and that way the Spartans actually do pop out more. And not to say that Zanzibar doesn't look good, because it looks amazing, but the screenshots, this was the first time I really noticed the detail that was put into the armor and the simplicity of it, yet how responsive it is to the lighting elements and the lighting engine for Halo 2 Anniversary.
Yeah.
You can even see in the one that has the two Spartans looking at Kent Froman from the wheel, but the guy in the background is actually darker because he's in the shadow of the wheel. So the lighting in this game, the dynamic lighting, has a lot more impact here than it did with Halo 4 and any previous Halo title. And that, of course, just speaks to the power of the Xbox One.
Oh, absolutely. I'd heard talk to a couple of people that were saying that a lot of stuff that they did see was stuff with grenades. They didn't really get too much into detail with it, but they said when they played it, they said the grenade, like when it blows up, whatever, they said you could see detail in it. Now, I don't know if it was just footage from them looking through footage or whatever, but it looks amazing just from like my viewpoint of just watching it on YouTube and just at streams or whatever it was that we were playing. It looks incredible. It really does.
I'm just stunned with how good all of the stuff from Halo 2 Anniversary is coming out. And this is a kind of a mix of Halo 2 engine, Halo 4 engine, and a little bit of new stuff that they're working on. So to see all of this come to fruition, to finally have Zanzibar, which is one of the iconic Halo, kind of more iconic for Halo 3, but still had its corner of the Halo 2 multiplayer market in a sense. But to see this come back and to see all the little changes that they've made to the map and just the upgrade to it is simply amazing.
Yeah.
As far as what else we saw in Zanzibar, there was the Gun Goose, which has been the big one that everyone has been looking for ever since it got announced at RTX. And
oh yeah,
they have said plenty of times that it's been more of an experimental vehicle more than one that's meant to be level balancing and really fit into the gameplay core elements of Halo. But looking at the small clip that we got, I think it was about 12 seconds at the Arch, it seemed like the power behind the guns on the Gun Goose was similar to that of one of the mounted machine gun turrets.
Yeah.
Very similar to the Halo 2 mounted machine gun turret.
The one thing I did pick up on right away was when you were shooting it, like the vehicle has to be facing that way.
Just like a ghost.
Yeah, just like a ghost. So like it's not, people were getting it confused where you can aim like an actual turret. It's not like that. You actually have to face your Gun Goose the way that you want it to shoot.
And that's not a bad thing. I think that helps balance out the putting the weapons on there, and especially with how much power it has right now, that is kind of needed.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's basically providing another level out for the Ghost.
Yeah.
And if you think about the other vehicle in Halo 2, the Revenant. No, not Revenant. What's the four-passenger Covenant vehicle in Halo 2? Crap, what is it called?
Oh,
Does it start with an S? Why am I blanking on this?
I don't... I know what you're talking about. I can't remember it either. I thought it was...
Someone in the chat, help me out. Someone's going to yell it out at me, and I'm going to be like, oh, how did I forget that? Anyways, that vehicle was kind of the equivalent for the Warthog. Spectre. Is that it? That's what Godzilla put in there. I'm not... for some reason, that doesn't quite sound... Yeah. Well, Haas said yes, so I guess that could be right. Anyways, that was kind of a more equivalent to the Warthog in Halo 2. And I don't know if they're going to be putting that in the Halo 2 Anniversary maps. It worked really well for Coagulation, so I hope that they do. And if they put the Gun Goose in Coagulation, then you have kind of a balance for each vehicle class. You would have four Covenant vehicle types and four UNSC vehicle types. Although for the UNSC, you could have the Gauss Hog and the Chain Gun Warthog, but they're still both Warthog classes.
Right. Yeah, I mean, this way you have your own individual... You said before, there's different types of vehicles for each UNSC and Covenant.
Right. And it's still nice to see that the one thing that we have added, or the one big thing that we have added, seems like it's going to be playing well. And it's been well received so far. It hasn't been something that has received much controversy that I've heard of so far. It's been more of like a cool idea that everyone's interested in seeing what's going to be coming out of it.
Yeah.
And it's the Spectre. People were right, so.
Oh, okay.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, but one thing that I am looking forward to, though, with the Gun Goose is to see where custom games are going to go.
Ooh.
With that one little thing of just having a, like, you see a lot of different things with race as it is. You know, we have a lot of people in the Forge. Like, a couple weeks ago, we had the race playlist. And a lot of people got a lot of positive responses for that. And I had a blast playing it. But to have a gun on there trying to shoot somebody off the racetrack or whatever, that'd be really interesting to see. It's going to make things a little bit more what's the word I'm looking for? A little bit more agile while playing.
You're going to have to think twice whenever you try to turn corners and whatnot. You're going to get stuck with a shot in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Race, though, I don't know. Personally, for me, I don't think race with guns like that is very good. I think the rally race stuff that we had in Reach, that'd be perfect for Gun Gooses, but not track race maps that we see in the community race that's going on right now or that went on before.
I mean, I'm sure we're going to see some type of iteration of a racetrack that's going to require a Gun Goose thing, or like maybe have obstacles in there. Like, what's the racetrack that we played on Halo 4? It's where you have one guy in the back with a sticky detonator, and I think it's just race, isn't it? Racetrack or something? I can't remember. But instead of having that one extra person, whatever, you can have someone in the back while you can worry about shooting objectives like overshields or landmines or something like that to make you go through the next level or something. I'm sure there's going to be some stuff coming out of that.
Okay, I see where you're going with it. Would definitely depend on what kind of custom game options are in there and what they're going to be doing with the new Forge and whatnot, which hopefully, and that reminds me, I actually need to email them to get a time set up, but within the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks or so, I'm hoping to have Certain Affinity on to talk a little bit more about the Forge for Halo, the Master Chief Collection. So that'll be good to talk to them about and clarify some things up, go through a little bit of the stuff that we talked about last week, but we had no idea what they were. So that'll be nice to talk about. But as the Gun Goose is, it kind of makes me think about what new vehicles we can see in Halo 5, because all the vehicle classes have kind of been filled out. One of the things that the only vehicle that they've redone pretty much through different iterations of Halo for the UNSC side has been the flying vehicle, because we didn't have one in Halo 1 or Halo 2, but in Halo 3 we had the Hornet, in Halo Reach we had the Falcon. We didn't have one in Halo 4.
Yeah, no, we only had the Banshee in Halo 4.
Yeah, so in Halo 5, I don't know if we're going to see another UNSC flying vehicle, and if that's going to change. I don't know if we'll see a different Covenant vehicle, because those seem to change a little bit as well.
There's a lot of mixed feelings about UNSC flying vehicles, because there's a lot of people saying that they want to see it in Halo 5, and there's also people that say they don't want to see it at all because they didn't like it in Halo 3 or Reach. So, I would like to see one. I like the Hornet in Halo Reach.
The Hornet was an interesting beast to operate. If you look at how you actually had to fly the thing, I was more of a fan of the Falcon from Halo Reach from a UNSC flying vehicle's perspective.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be pretty cool to see in the campaign too. Like, I like how they made you use the, I don't think it was in the multiplayer, but the grenade Falcon from Reach. Like, I wish that was something that they could have, like, you could have switched out the machine gun with the grenade launcher.
That was
really fun. Like, when me and my little brother split screening, like, that's the first thing he wanted to go for. He goes, is this the level with the grenade launcher Falcon? I said, no, that's the next level. But like, when we played it, it was just an absolute blast. So I'm really hoping that they do bring another vehicle in there besides a Banshee, something that we're used to, something that may change things up a little bit.
Yeah, I could see them doing something with a little bit new vehicle type for Halo 5. It also depends on how it fits in with the gameplay, which it kind of sounds like they're splitting that up into three different areas of play. So you have the arena, which they're doing the whole beta test for coming December. And then you're going to have your typical big team stuff and then some of your other normal game types like Infection and Griffball and all those other game types that kind of help support more of the custom game format.
Yeah.
That is going to be something interesting to talk about. Hopefully you can find some people a little more into the mechanics of Halo that could potentially be some good guest hosts for that. The Gun Goose, though, I'm looking forward to at least trying it out. I want to get my hands on it and see what actual damage it does to Spartans versus vehicles versus environment and stuff like that, because it seemed like it packed a punch. And
oh yeah,
it's not the hardest thing to maneuver into position to shoot somebody. And it took the other Mongoose that was there, it took it out really quickly, which means it packs a punch for what looks like it's supposed to be SMGs mounted on the front of it and not full-out machine gun turrets.
Another thing that's really that I'm kind of worried about, though, is that if you have somebody on there with a rocket launcher or a fuel rod cannon, that's you're going to do some major damage. Like, you're going to sit there, like, if you have The one thing I'm looking forward to seeing is like maybe the tank. I wonder how that's going to stand up against a tank.
Well, hopefully the tank can just take it out in one shot.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying like if it doesn't have time to sit there and like move its arm or cannon right behind it or something like that, I wonder how quick it would be able to take it out. You know what I mean? Like if you could get it behind it real quick, because the mongoose or whatever is pretty quick. And I've seen some people, whatever, that could, if they got behind me or whatever, I had to sit there and run them over just to get them out of my way. But it's going to be interesting to see if how powerful it really is going to be. Like right. You said before.
The other thing I think about, though, is how it balances out with the rest of the vehicles and the kind of whole balance system of the Halo vehicles. Because the Mongoose was originally designed to be a high-risk vehicle, but it's very quick in and out. So for objectives, it was great because you could get in, grab a flag, and get out, but you had very low protection. Whereas a Warthog, you couldn't quite get into places, but you had a lot of bang for your buck with you, and that way you would drop someone off, they would go in, and if you can get back out, then that was a little bit more of a balance out, where now you have this gun goose that just comes in rolling in with with all this power behind it, and you're just like, oh, okay, I'll get out the way of this. And the only advantage you have to that is attacking it from the side. But then again, the gun goose doesn't, unless you're in small areas, the Gungus doesn't take that much to get into a position where you could get behind or in front of somebody.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what captured the flag, because I've, like you said before, the Mongoose is to, like, it helps a lot with that. I've done it with Warthogs. I prefer Mongoose because you can get in and out really quick. With the Warthog, it's kind of clunky when you're trying to go in like to a base or something like that. And then there's always that one dude that's going to sit there and plasma pistol you really, or just stun you real quick, and it's a pain about it. But that brings up another thing. With the Warthog, you're going to have the machine gun turret in the back that can go 360-degree field of view. With the Gungoose, you have to be pointing at that one direction. Mm-hmm. So if like someone stunned you or whatever, you're going to have to rely on your passenger to make sure they take him out. So it's going to be balancing. I think it's going to be all right. It just makes me wonder where other things are going to fall in with that, though.
There wasn't the vehicle stall in Halo 2, though, from the overcharged plasma pistol, right?
There wasn't? I thought there was.
I thought there wasn't, because it was the first time that you could destroy vehicles. I thought the whole disabling of vehicles came in Halo 3.
Was it 3? You're probably right. I'm probably thinking of...
I'm not too sure. I don't think it came until Halo 3, but even with that... Yeah, other people in the chat are agreeing with me. Other than that, I don't know if they're going to pull that element into the Halo 2 anniversary stuff. It would be interesting if they just kept it out because
right.
of how the game is very different whenever you don't have that plasma pistol that just kills vehicles. Vehicles are a lot more of a threat whenever you don't have that. And it's one of the reasons why vehicles are absolutely just paper in Halo 4 is because you can spawn with a plasma pistol in your back pocket.
Oh, absolutely.
And you just destroy everything that you come up against because you stall it out, you have one of your friends come up behind it or board it and throw a grenade in it, and it's already out. The vehicles have no life in Halo 4.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the reason why I stay away from vehicles in Halo 4. I mean, with Halo 3, I used to jump in a ghost or a banshee or whatever, and I had a blast. I mean, there's some times that someone got a hold of that plasma pistol really quick, but you had more of a life expectancy than just in Halo 4, which I'm really, now that you're mentioning about that, I really hope they don't throw in the plasma pistol in Halo 2, or Halo 2 anniversary, I mean.
Yeah.
Or the overcharge.
There's going to be certain game elements that I feel they're going to try to incorporate, because they've already incorporated new switches, but that's not, I mean, that was already in Halo 2, but they're implementing new vehicles. Like, the Mongoose wasn't in Halo 2, so that's being added in there. It's going to be interesting to see what particular game elements they take from 3, Reach, and 4 and put them into Halo 2 Anniversary and what they're keeping. They're already keeping the dual wheel. They're already, in a sense, keeping Halo 2 maps in there. And
yeah,
I think they're going back to a 4 grenade system.
Yeah, I think they are. I remember seeing...
So that's nice.
Yeah, that's going to be hectic. It's going to be a lot of grenades.
Oh, it was a lot of grenades whenever I was playing on Lockout at PAX. There was, I forgot how many grenades you could hold. It's like just nade fest in the middle. And it's like, oh, this is what Halo used to be.
Yeah. Good old times, though.
Yeah. It's going to be so nice being able to actually carry grenades and not be a burden of trying to find them.
Yeah.
As far as some of the other stuff goes, for Zanzibar, a lot of the stuff looks, it looks simply amazing. The jumps still kind of look in place from the main base over to Tower and over to Camp Froman and all that stuff. Camp Froman got a pretty big visual overhaul from what I remember in the video, and certain other elements of the map did as well.
I'm noticing something. I'm looking through the pictures right now on the seawall. Has there always been like graffiti on the walls? Has that something that's been on there?
Not in Halo 2, but I think it may have been in Halo 3.
Because that's just something I'm noticing now. Like, I've never noticed that before. Man, I'm trying to remember if it is on 3. If so, this goes to show you how much I pay attention. But
it could be, could not be. I'm not exactly sure for 3, but I know for 2, it definitely was not there.
Okay.
And of course, if you think about it, it's kind of like an abandoned power station. So give it 4 years' time. There's bound to be some graffiti.
Oh, yeah.
Some are saying not in Halo 3. There was not any graffiti in there.
Okay. But no, that's a pretty nice touch. Like little things like that on the map that you're going to see.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to playing Zanzibar again. Although it hasn't received a new name yet. We're still waiting on that.
Yeah, I mean, there's even on the pictures itself, it's saying Zanzibar.
Well, so they did that for the other maps, too. Whenever they posted the picture, they actually named the files Ascension and Lockout.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to do it. Yeah, they are. Never mind. Yeah, I wonder what that's going to be.
Well, we'll find out in under 2 months if we don't find out before then.
Yeah, I'm just waiting on Coagulation gameplay. That's one thing I'm really looking for. I mean, granted that we haven't seen anything for the last map, but that they've announced it, I would think they would have shown something by now. Hopefully, Tokyo Game Show would show maybe something.
You know, I would like to see it, but I don't know if we're going to hear anything out of Tokyo Game Show because there hasn't been any big push for it. Halo hasn't really said that they're going to be there, even though that we've seen a couple news articles that they're going to be there. And I don't know.
I don't know either. I hope we see something.
I hope so, too. But, man, I don't know. It would be nice to have some stuff come out of Tokyo Game Show. It'd be nice to get a little more information about it, but...
Yeah, the only thing I'm thinking, if that doesn't come from Tokyo Game Show, is just New York Comic Con. That's the only thing I can really think of con-wise that we would see anything from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just not sure. So, we'll have to see. There was some... Oh, someone in the chat said it's called Dome.
It's called Dome?
Yeah.
That sounds like a Modern Warfare, if I remember that correctly.
Where did that name come from? You just posted Go Beyond link, which, I mean, yeah, give me an actual source.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't claim TeamBeyond.net to be actual source news for Halo. Let's see. There's some other stuff in the bulletin and what was also in some of the videos that have been posted out, which is, of course, some more campaign gameplay that has come out, which just kind of goes to show a little bit more of what the engine can do. Nothing too special in the gameplay, but it is nice to see that we have a lot more kind of a solid idea of what's going to be capable for Halo 2 Anniversary from the campaign perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to going through the campaign again. I mean, it's been a while since I went through it before, but with the whole new graphics and new music and everything else, I'm really looking forward to it.
As far as what the new stuff that's in the campaign, of course, I'm looking forward to the new cutscenes, the pre-cutscene, the post-cutscene, and what's going to be going on in the terminals as well. And I haven't talked about that at all.
No. Oh, man, now that you remember... Halo 2 needs to come out faster, or Master Chief Collection needs to come out faster or come quicker. Oh, man.
It's 2 months. Why can't it come sooner? Anyways. Campaign gameplay. I didn't notice anything too different out of what we've already seen. It's just kind of different parts of the campaign that for Cairo Station that we hadn't seen yet. And the Delta Halo gameplay was more of that initial start from what I recall the couple of video clips that I saw being.
Yeah, I didn't notice anything different. Not too different. I mean, just a different gameplay, like some different way of playing it, I guess. But that's about it.
Yeah, more excited about Zanzibar and the Gun Goose right now. But that stuff's all fine and dandy. I'm really excited for it. I can't wait to get my hands on it. And then there's still one more map that we haven't even heard what it's going to be yet.
Yeah, so I actually tweeted that out to Eric or Ghost Niami, and I said, "Which map are you looking forward to for the last map?" Because the one we already chosen. So he didn't give me anything, but I'm really wondering what the last map's gonna be. I'm really hoping it's either Waterworks or Terminal. Those are the two I'm really hoping to see for the last
Terminal
one.
Terminal would be so awesome.
Yeah,
that
I mean
train. Just that train would be epic. I want to get splattered by that train. I want to lure people into that train to get splattered. I really, really do.
I'd be one of those suckers to get lured into there, though. I would be.
Note to self, do not have Beowulf in your warthog.
Unless you want to get stuck, then everything is all right. But I'm really wondering if it were Terminal, I wonder what that environment thing would be. Like, we have this stalagmites or on the lockout. I wonder what that would be. A lot of people saying like derailed the train. I was like, that's gonna alter the map too much. That's too
no,
much going into it. But
no, they wouldn't do that if Terminal was the last one.
Yeah, but
a lot of people have been saying Waterworks though.
Yeah, I've been saying it from the beginning. Like, that was one of the maps. It's that. I kind of that was one of the first Halo 2 maps I played, and I had a blast playing on it. Granted, it was custom games, but I loved the way the map looked at that time. Like, I liked the way it felt and the way it played. So I'm really hoping that's a map that we will see for the last one. I mean, it just sucks that there's only one more left. There's so many maps that we can pick and choose from.
Containment, Backwash.
There's a lot.
Well,
there's a lot.
I know there's a lot of discussion going around of, is it going to be a big team map? Is it going to be more of a smaller map? Because looking at the maps that we currently have, we only have one solid big team map, which is Coagulation, which we haven't seen any screenshots of in-game, of the in-game final map or any gameplay from it. And Zanzibar is kind of a biggish team map in a sense, but it plays a lot more for objective and maybe 6v6 Slayer a little bit better. So it'd be nice to have one more big team map added to the mix.
I would think Waterworks would be a decent size for that, wouldn't you think? Or is that a little too small?
No, Waterworks is huge.
I've talked to some people. They said it's a little too small for big team. I said it was perfect size.
Whoever said it was too small for big team needs to have their eyes checked.
They maybe talk about a different map or something. I don't know. Hopefully. But I thought it would be perfect. Because if we did have another big team that I... Have they said that big team's going to be in Halo 2 Anniversary? Like, have they...
Not officially, but I haven't looked at if there's been any playlist leaks out for Halo 2 Anniversary.
Right.
I'm guessing that there's going to be, because there's Coagulation, and if there's going to be, then you would want another map that really fits the build really well for that kind of game type.
Yeah, I mean, just playing that single map all the time would kind of get tiresome. I mean, for big team, at least.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see, and I hope we're not waiting too long to see what the last map is. It's. I know that TGS is this weekend, so we might see something out of it, which I'm not expecting too much. I know there's New York Comic Con the second weekend in October, but I'm not expecting much to come out of there. We might see something. I don't know if Halo's expected to have a big presence there or not. And I don't know if there's any other big game show that's supposed to be going on after that.
Yeah, I don't think there is. I mean, that's pretty much it for cons. I'm just trying to think if there is anything maybe smaller, but I don't think they would go for a smaller con to announce something at.
Well, New York Comic Con is getting pretty big. It's almost as big as San Diego Comic Con now. It's the second. The second biggest Comic Con that's out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm my bet's on Comic Con if they do announce anything. I would like to see something from Tokyo Game Show, but I don't think we will. I think they'll just have Master Chief able to play there, and I think that's probably the presence that they're talking about, just being there. But I don't know.
We'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Yep.
Let's see what else is in the bulletin. We have Halo Reach, which we talked about. Is actually out there for games with gold. So if you have gold and you haven't picked up Reach yet, you might want to go ahead and do that. It's free to download until September 30th. So go get your copy. We actually have a few times we do Tactical Tuesdays on Halo Reach, and once we get people to actually give us some game types, we'll have Wacky Wednesdays on Halo Reach as well. That'll be a lot of fun to play.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of custom games that I used to play on Reach all the time.
There are a lot. Reach was probably one of the better games to have custom games on, just because of the game type support that it had. And then we had the same game type that Bungie finally came out with and released.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's where a lot of Forgers got their names, was from Reach. I mean, Duquesne got known for his racetracks, and then Pete the Duck with his Forge with Pete. And we had a whole bunch of different people from there. So there's a lot of stuff. And what is it called? I'm trying to think of just like Stockpile was one of my favorite game types to pop up on there. It's not custom games, but it was they did a lot of different things with Stockpile. One of my favorite custom games is that I can never say it right. It's Nom Nom or Nom Nom or something like that. It's a really weird. I think that's what it's called. The Om Nom or Nom or something like that. But it's basically you have to get the flags to one side of the base to the other while people are throwing sticky grenades at you. And that was like, I could play that hours on end. That was a really fun.
Oh, and did it have like a bridge that you would drive across? They had a remake of that in Halo 4, which sucked because the grenades wouldn't respawn fast enough.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, that was really fun. I mean, that was another thing. A lot of people use different game types to use in different ways that they weren't meant to, which was really, really cool. Reach going to come free fast enough because the Reach copy that I have, it got destroyed. Like, constantly taking it in and out of the case, like the inner ring part is just starting to flake and crack finally. So, like, that kind of came at a better time.
Nice. Saved by a free game.
Yeah.
At one point, I had four copies of Reach.
I have four copies of Halo 4.
I have, I think, three copies of Halo 4 and maybe five or six copies of Halo 3.
Holy. All right.
Yeah, I went a little crazy buying.
You're prepared.
Well, I bought extra game discs for whenever I would go to conventions or stuff if people wanted to play Halo 3. And then over the last year and a half or so, I've been building out my collector stuff. So I bought the Legendary Edition and the Limited Edition. So I have discs for those.
Yeah, see, I just got the generic Halo 4, the Game of the Year, Limited Edition, and I have the digital copy, which just counts as my fourth versions of it. But it comes in handy when you're doing like LAN parties and stuff. So if anybody ever doesn't have it, it's pretty good to have.
Yeah. And then I have digital for every Halo game except Halo Wars, Halo 2, and Halo 4.
Okay.
So
it's cool to see another Halo game free with gold, though.
Yeah, I think they're kind of gearing up towards the release of the Master Chief Collection.
Oh, absolutely.
And there's not really another game that they can release. Well, they could do Halo 4 as free, but it's still the latest Halo game, so they're not going to do that.
Yeah, I don't think so. If they did, that would be really surprising, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Right. During PAX, they also talked about the kind of graphical updates that they're doing to the Halo 3 and Halo 4 engine, and they released a video with Dan Ayoub talking a little bit about the changes that's going on. And I remember we talked about this last week, Beowulf, about not really seeing too much of a difference, but Dan Ayoub in this video kind of reiterated some points that they talked about during the panel, and the fact that you do actually get a lot more detail just from the textures in the game without them having to go back and touch it. So there is that visual fidelity that's there with the game that we didn't see before because it was running in a 720p engine.
Right.
And I don't exactly agree with them when they say it's a lot more vibrant, because the colors in Halo 3, it's a lot more plain. It's a lot more softer on the eyes. Stuff doesn't exactly stick out that much. So I don't really agree with him there when they say it's more vibrant, but it does have a lot more depth and quality definition just in the textures themselves.
Yeah. Forgive me for asking this, but Halo 3 isn't supposed to be in 60 frames per second, is it? Like, the campaign-wise, is it supposed to be 60? Okay. Okay, well, I mean, that's a plus. I mean, I don't know. I like, personally, Halo 3 to me was, I liked the way it looked. Like, there was a lot, like, I like the plant life in the jungle. Like, that's kind of where I like looking at stuff. Especially the water. Like, in the water in Halo 3 was really cool. Like, when you actually walked and you could see the ripples from when you walked in it and stuff, it was pretty neat. So, when it goes to 1080p, I'm sure it's going to look a little bit better, but I don't think we're going to see that much of a change.
Wasn't it Frankie that was going all goo goo gaga over the water when they first talked about it for Halo 3?
I think so.
So I guess we'll get a higher definition of the water splash for the multiplayer in the campaign.
I mean, the waterfalls look pretty cool. Like, there was where the Marines are climbing the waterfall or the rock face or whatever. That was pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
But the thing is, with my TV, it brings out more blues. Like, I don't know how to change that. So I'm sure my view from it is going to look a little bit different than most people's. So
you need to set your color channels, dude.
Well, I'm colorblind, so it kind of helps with
that. Oh, got it.
So,
well, as far as seeing the big differences in the Halo 3 side of things, I would have to almost do a side-by-side comparison just to see the differences, because just watching the video during PAX, it was hard to tell the big differences. I know that it's a higher resolution and is a higher frame rate, but without being able to see it side-by-side with it running on the same screen, it's hard to really give an accurate judgment on how it visually looks different.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to see some YouTube videos with that.
Well, if not, I'll probably be making some.
Yeah.
Because that would be a big distinction to make.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm not expecting too much from Halo 3. I mean, they're not doing it like Halo 2 is, so I'm not worried about it. I'm more focused on Halo 2. But I wonder what Halo CE Anniversary is going to look like, though. Because they did a really good job with that when it came out the first time around. So I'm really looking forward to seeing, like, what it looks like in...
That's true.
That wasn't 1080p.
No, wasn't it? 720. Because it was still the Xbox 360.
True. Okay, yeah, never mind. But yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, that was the first time... Well, no, not really, because you could run 1080p Halo on the PC. So
yeah, I never...
I was about to say it was the first time you could... Well, I take that back. It's the first time you could play Halo in high definition on a console.
Yeah.
And now it's getting that 720 jump to a 1080 jump.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting just to go back and see what it looks like in the old style graphics for Halo CE. Because I would guess that they still have that in there.
So yeah, I would think.
That would be interesting to see.
Yeah. Now, they said when you're going through the graphics or switching the graphics from old to new, didn't they say that's going to be faster? In Halo 2, and it's going to be the same speed in Halo CE Anniversary. Like, didn't they say that? Like, that it was the switch is going to be faster on CE
Anniversary. I remember too. Them saying that. I think you're right. I think they did say that the switch for Halo CE Anniversary is going to be faster as well.
Okay. Yeah, because that was one thing that when I was playing CE Anniversary, my friends or whatever, they're like, I wish this would go faster. Like, making a switch, whatever, because like. There was a couple times when I was playing and like some stupid elite just stuck me in between the switch and I didn't see it until then. So,
uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that I really enjoyed from Halo CE Anniversary, even though I didn't use it that much, but was the couple of additional features that you could use with the Kinect, like the Thunderbolt and what was the other? There's another like special command that you could use as well. So I wonder if those are going to transition in there, and I guess they're not exploring that with Halo 2 Anniversary, because they haven't really talked about it.
Yeah, no, they haven't.
That was one of, I think that was one of the only uses I ever used Kinect for on the Xbox 360, to be perfectly honest.
The only time I've ever used the 360 Kinect was with Mass Effect.
Oh, the Encyclopedia. Sorry.
Yeah, that was it, the Encyclopedia? That's right. I never used that for CE. Like, was it any good? Like, I never...
It didn't really talk about anything that I didn't already know. So, okay. While it was a cool idea and a cool concept, it just... It was showing off, I guess, what you could use Kinect for in a Halo sense. And, yeah, it was all right, but it didn't really stick out to many people.
Right.
I think the Thunderbolt thing was a lot more iconic for what they did with Kinect.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but we have the Kinect for the Xbox One, so it's going to be... I wonder if they would do anything with that.
They haven't talked about it if they're going to. Maybe that's a question I can ask Bravo and see if he can divulge a few things about it or hint at a few things. So, Halo 3 and Halo 4 are supposed to be getting that graphical upgrade, of course, with the 1080p, 60 frames per second, getting a little more detail on the textures. And if Halo 4 wasn't already pretty enough, I wonder how pretty it's going to look for Xbox One. Because, yeah. Admittedly, Halo 4 is probably one of the prettiest Halos, I think, that I've played.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean...
Despite all of its flaws, that was the one thing I think Halo 4 had going for. It was simply a beautiful game.
Yeah. Especially with the lighting effects. The only thing I didn't care for with the lighting is just the weight when you're in Forge mode. That was just a pain in the butt, too, when it just had to load all those things. But it was... Halo 4 was a really good-looking game. Like, I still pointed out the things today. It was like... I wonder what that would have looked like, or what it's going to look like in Halo Master Chief Collection. If it looks good now, I can imagine what it's going to look like then, or
right
later.
No, you're definitely onto something there. And I doubt we'll see them doing other anniversaries in the future for Halo, so this is kind of the last big graphical update that I think we're going to get for these four games, really.
Yeah. There was a debate of a Halo 3 anniversary. I was like, I don't think so. There's no need to.
I'm pretty sure that this is going to be the last Halo anniversary until we maybe get to like 20 years or 30 years of Halo, something like that. But I don't think we're going to see any more anniversary efforts for Halo games.
No.
If any, for a long time. I just don't see it happening.
The only thing I could see anniversary maybe is like a map pack, like they did with Reach. But that's about it. I don't think they're going to do anything else with, like, just a Halo 3 or Halo 2 anniversary or anything like that.
Well, it would be interesting to see what they could do in terms of getting community help with some of the stuff. Because I don't know if people have told you too much about the Masters Elite guy who is actually part of the CMT team, which I'm hopefully going to get on next week or the week after. And they have basically remade the campaign in Halo CE for the PC. And it is stunning what they've done.
Yeah. Yeah, you were talking about it last week. I never played Halo on a PC or just any Halo, but I haven't played anything, but I've heard a lot of good things about that.
Yeah, and it makes me just kind of think what could Microsoft do with these people that spend all this time? Because whenever summer rolls around, we have a group of people for Halo custom maps that you see about 20 new maps roll out per week from new people into the scene of trying to kind of get a feel for how to make new maps to people like the custom map team who routinely just crank out maps. And
yeah,
they do a really good job from the technology that they're limited to for Halo Custom Edition to remake some of the newer assets of Halo and put it into Halo that can still be played on the PC. Because there's still it's not like a huge population compared to what population plays Halo on the Xbox, but there's still a loyal fan base that plays Halo on the PC. And we're waiting for our day to get the rest of the Halo games on the PC.
Right. Yeah, I mean... I don't know. That's a really tough thing for me. I don't know if I would ever play Halo on a PC besides Halo 2. Because, like, even then, like, I have, like, Halo 2 Anniversary coming out now. So I don't think I'll ever get that experience. Maybe one day. But I've heard a lot of people tell me that I should definitely look into the remastered campaign and all that stuff. Because they said I think I'd really enjoy it. And watching Wang Time when he was going through a couple things on his channel. It looked really cool.
Yeah. And we definitely want to get him on here, let him talk about some of the stuff that they've worked on, what their plan is to release some of the stuff, because they did put out that trailer a while ago that they're going to be releasing stuff start November. So maybe we'll be able to get some beta builds and post some YouTube stuff, which would be pretty cool. But they have put a lot of work and effort into it. I was really impressed. I probably played that build that he had with him for maybe a total of 10 hours while I was at PAX. And it was a lot of fun, to be perfectly honest.
Holy, that's a lot of time for PAX.
Yeah. It was after, like, in the evenings and all that stuff. And I played quite a bit on the Tuesday after PAX while I was kind of waiting around for people.
Right, right.
But it would be interesting to see what kind of a take 343 would be able to utilize some of the community in respects for remaking some anniversary maps. Because, I mean, Certain Affinity does a good job doing some of the remakes and stuff. But there are people out there in the community who have helped work on some Halo 2 Vista and Halo Custom Edition maps that would be probably ideal candidates in terms of coming up with new map designs to helping maybe remake some new maps. And there's a big community resource out there that 343 could take huge advantage of.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So 343, if you're listening, might be a good idea to invest in some of your fan base. But I digress. Going through some of the other stuff in the bulletin, there was the GameStop manager show last week as well, and someone pulled a PAX copycat and decided to propose at this thing. So
did they really?
Yeah, another Halo proposal. But I would just like to say that I was there for the first one at PAX, which was pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, I experienced it through a live stream, and it was awesome then too. So it just goes to show you how far like Halo fans are willing to go.
And if anyone's interested in the pictures, they are up on our Facebook page, and including the ones with the weird Frankie faces. So definitely go check them out if you haven't seen it yet, because there's a very iconic Frankie face one that everyone absolutely loves, and it's one you should definitely go check out. If someone
didn't he comment on that on Facebook?
Yeah,
didn't
he comment actually.
Yeah.
And Kiki also did as well, I believe. Or maybe that was on Twitter.
Okay.
But yeah, he commented on it, which was pretty freaking awesome. But if you guys haven't checked it out, definitely go check it out. Godzilla, if you can go pull a link for that and put it in the Twitch chat, that'd be awesome. And as far as some of the other stuff that we took pictures-wise go, I know I tried to get some pictures of the Halo 3 Astro A50 headsets that they're supposed to be coming out with, but the pictures came out blurry, so unfortunately I had to not use those. But I did get some other pictures around PAX as well, so definitely go check those out. There's some pretty good ones on there. I didn't take as much this year as I have done in previous years just because Halo didn't have quite as big of a presence, but there are definitely some good pictures up there for you guys to go check out. So if you haven't seen that photo album yet, make sure you head on over to the Facebook page and check it out. Walk for Wishes is something that 343 also did. It was basically kind of a walk fundraiser that they did for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And they did this last week. And they actually hit their goal, actually exceeded their goal of raising $5,000 for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So for everyone that helped donate to the cause and for all the 343 employees that went out to walk, good job on you guys. Thanks for participating in that. And that kind of brings to mind that Extra Life is coming up here pretty soon.
Indeed.
I believe it's in 4 weeks? Is that right?
If I remember correctly, yeah. It's 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
So I'm thinking about possibly putting together a small team to raise some money for Extra Life.
All right.
As far as what we would play, it would probably be, and this was, I wasn't sure if there was going to be Extra Life after the launch or not, because if it was going to be after the launch, then I was just going to play the entire campaign on the Master Chief Collection all the way through, but may just go ahead and do that for 1, 2, 3, and 4 as it stands out right now. If you guys would be interested in donating to something like that, I will be posting a thread in the forums this week, and we would love to hear your feedback. And if we see a pretty decent size of people interested in doing it, then I will definitely try to put together a team, and we may just stick to doing campaign. We may do some other stuff, but it will most likely all be Halo related.
There you go.
Yep.
So yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I'm hoping for when that comes out. There's a lot of people that do they do a 24-hour stream. They do different things like that. So I'm really this is a cause that I really, really strongly like. I can't speak, man. I really want people to be aware of, because it helps a lot of people out.
It really does. And for those that don't know, Extra Life is an organization part of the Children's Miracle Network, which is a network of children's hospitals, and they raise money for, they have a yearly Extra Life event, and it's a 24-hour event where people will kind of set up and do live streams. And for some people, it's just a matter of them collecting donations for them to play. And I know for some of the bigger names like E and Major Nelson, they have, if you donate to them a certain amount, then you can claim a spot of what they get to play for an hour or two or 30 minutes, something like that. For us, it would just be, we'll have a goal and we'll play Halo for 24 hours and live stream it for you guys. So that'll be something where if you want to participate in it, then we'll have that opportunity for you guys if there's a big enough vote for it. If not, I might still do something independently. I don't know if I would go the full 24 hours. The last time I went with lack of sleep, I got sick going to PAX. So I'm not sure if I want to do that exactly right now. But we would probably get some people like Godzilla and Beowulf to kind of pitch in with doing some of the stream stuff. And if we do campaign, then we might do it to where we'll get people on to play co-op, which would be nice. So we could do that for Halo CE. We can't do that for Halo 2. Or actually, can we? Was it possible to do System Link co-op? Oh yeah, I think there was. So if we do like X-Link Kai or Xbox Connect, then we might be able to do co-op for Halo 2. That's something that we'll have to look into. But
yeah,
that would be a way for you guys to help get in on the action. So again, if that's something that you guys are interested in, then make sure you post on the forums after I post the thread over the weekend, and we'll get that. Wait, Haas says it's not possible, even though I distinctly remember seeing a System Link option for campaign co-op.
I don't know.
Okay, I guess it's something that we'll have to check out. I stand corrected by the great Haas Sost. So, we also have, of course, the infamous screenshot spotlight, which we haven't done for a while. The theme for this week is Up High. Lots of jetpack ones in here, a couple of Banshee ones. I am going to go with Big Bang by Lixay. I guess that's how you say their name. I'm not exactly sure.
I don't know.
ODST Going Downtown by Z6 Nitro. That's a big name that we have in the screenshots now. Target Acquired by Z6 Nitro. And I guess I'll play favorites here and say Ring Jump by Receptor 17.
All right. Yeah, my three are going to have to be ODST Going Downtown, Airborne by Top Sniper 707, and I'm kind of stuck between Target Acquired or Big Bang.
Yeah. Big Bang just looks kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Whenever I hear Target Acquired, I always think from Halo, or not Halo, a Call of Duty, where it's like the tank gets Target Acquired and then the other Marine says, "Fire!"
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I think
about.
It was, what, War Pig or something like that? That was the
I think so.
The campaign mission.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Target Acquired!
It's great.
Fire! Boom!
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, good stuff. So something else I found just kind of rummaging around HBO a little bit, but apparently there is a market for Halo that will be for the Chinese. Apparently the Master Chief Collection is going to be fully localized for China, and this actually comes from an article from Attack of the Fanboy. And China just recently, I guess, released a ban on consoles in the country, and Xbox doesn't do exactly too well when it comes to Eastern cultures like that.
Yeah.
So they're actually, because for Halo, it's localized for a lot of different countries. Like I think there's a French version, a Spanish version, a couple other versions. But this one's going to be fully localized for the Chinese audience. So they're trying to get console sales up there and really kind of dive into the market and see what they can do with Halo. And I thought that was kind of interesting little tidbit, not too much to talk about because I'm not huge into the gaming culture of how it is over there. I know that that's a lot more PC based, like a lot of WoW and League and Dota and a lot of the fighting games on the PC side of the house that's over there. So it's I don't know how this will affect Halo in terms of sales, because I know that shooters are more of a Western culture thing and it doesn't exactly fit too well with the Eastern culture, but I'm wondering if the localization of Halo will help ease it into the Chinese hands a little bit.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see where it goes, because I mean, I know a couple of people that were from China in my school, and I told them about Halo, and they liked it and picked it up really quick. They really enjoyed it. But they never heard of it over there. So it's going to be interesting to see.
I think so. Hopefully they like it as much as we do over here. Unfortunately, they don't have Steve Downes as Master Chief or Jin Taylor as Cortana.
True.
It would be still... It'd be interesting to get someone from over there on the podcast and get the reactions of what Halo actually feels like from a game that they would, from another game that they would normally play. If anyone knows anyone out there from China that, not to be offensive or anything, that speaks English, it doesn't have to be necessarily good English, but can come on the show and talk about the Master Chief Collection when it comes out, then I think that would actually be a pretty interesting show.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're coming from a
completely different culture
viewpoint.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we're so immersed in it. We know, like, it's kind of hard not to understand how you don't know what the game is. You know what I mean? So, like, trying to see where, like, what different people have to say about it. It'd be really interesting to see.
I would think so, because it's a very different kind of gaming culture over there.
Oh yeah,
it really is, and I've never really investigated it too much, so I don't know the ins and outs of how their culture exactly works compared to ours, but it would be interesting to get a cultural different viewpoint on what people normally play over there versus getting something like a first-person shooter that's a lot more of a Western culture thing in their hands and see what their experience is with it.
Yeah, I mean, going back to my friend or whatever, he said the big thing over there is like MMO. Like World of Warcraft or League of Legends or stuff like that. That he goes,
well, and fighting games from what I know.
Yeah.
Like the Mortal Kombat and like, stuff. And of course they have, I think they have Nintendo over there too. So.
Yeah. The one thing he said that he only understood was Mario. Like that's the only thing that he's seen over here that he knew what it was besides like League of Legends and stuff like that. He knew what Mario was, but he didn't know what like Call of Duty or Halo or, any of the like the first person shooter aspect deals.
Yeah, all the war stuff.
Yeah.
So if anyone knows anybody that would want to come on the Halo podcast when that's done, then let us know. We would love to talk about it. So that's it for the news this week. Not too much, but we did get the Zanzibar gameplay. Finally, we actually have some solid info on that with the Gun Goose, which looks kind of... It looks pretty awesome. I can't wait to get my hands on it to give it a try, and I just hope it balances out with the rest of the sandbox that Halo 2 Anniversary is going to be bringing to the table. Yeah. I'm at a loss for words. I think that's going to be it for tonight, unless you have anything else to add, Beowulf.
I'm just trying to think if there was anything that I remember, like news-wise, like anything community or anything like that. But I'm drawing a blank.
I don't even think there was
remember anything.
Anything big community-wise that came out either.
I mean, they found like a Master Chief like Easter egg type thing in Destiny, but that's a
I saw that. They put the Master Chief Collection helmet on top of this one building that looks like a Master Chief helmet.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. But
yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Still, Zanzibar and Gungoose, I'd say that's a pretty decent week.
Oh, absolutely. Anything news-wise for Halo Master Chief Collection or Halo in general is awesome.
Yeah, good stuff. So that'll wrap it up for the podcast tonight. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening to the podcast. Pins is asking, when will we do the comic book episode? That's a good question. Probably, I'm going to say end of October, because I need to find out how to get my hands on the comics to actually look over them again, because doing just a one read, you only get so much information. And I would actually still like to read through Initiation, which is on my bookshelf. And it's actually a little bit shorter than the Escalation comics that have come out so far. So,
yeah,
probably late October is when we'll do that. Because next week, if possible, I want to get Masters on with possibly Wang time in tandem. So we can actually talk about Halo PC, what they've been doing with the mod for the CMT SPV3, and kind of how the PC scene fits in with today's Halo. Want to kind of talk about that for a bit. And then we're going to have Certain Affinity on, hopefully the week after or the week after that, to talk about some more Forge stuff and the work that they're doing with the Master Chief Collection. And then we just kind of play it by ear from there. I did read through Silentium, so I don't know if we'll go through Primordium pretty soon after that or not. I probably need to reread a synopsis. And I'm going through Halo Evolutions right now. And then after that, I'll probably hit up Mortal Dictata. And whether or not I'll be at that point before the next book comes out, which is Broken something, can't exactly remember what it is at the moment. We'll have to see. But given the time I have right now, it's kind of limited because I'm still working on the Halo Mole. But we'll try to work that as much as we can in the near future. Oh, and Pinsmer wanted to remind me the Master Chief statue unboxing as well. I need to do that.
Master Chief statue unboxing.
Yeah, I bought the Halo 4 Master Chief statue. The Big McFarlane Collector Series one.
Oh.
Yeah, it's still okay. In this box by my desk.
Yeah, you should like record that tonight. Just, you know, just get that camera out. Just start unboxing.
It's actually under a pile of Mega Bloks boxes that haven't been built yet either.
All right.
I have a lot of stuff that I need to do in terms of Halo. It's just the Halo mold kind of takes precedence right now because it's something that needs to get done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Again, everybody, thank you for taking the time to listen to us. If you're here live with us, then we appreciate it even more. You can come out and listen to us every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Twitch TV. That's 5:30 p.m. Western time, and that is 1:30 a.m. British time. You can also check us out on Wednesday nights and Tuesday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time as well, and that is our Tactical Tuesdays and Wacky Wednesdays, hosted by none other than the one only Godzilla Todd, who's in the chat right now. Big shout outs to him. He's taken over the role of doing the game nights, I think, for the last 4 or 5 months now, and he's been doing a really good job. So huge shout outs to you for keeping that going in lieu of me working on the Halo Mole. So keep doing good stuff out there. Hopefully when the Master Chief Collection comes around, I'll be with you guys a lot more often. Make sure you guys check out the Podcast Network. It's our network that we have with our sister podcast, Critzcast, which is a TF2 podcast, Guardian Radio, which is the Destiny podcast, Reachcast, which is a PlanetSide 2 podcast, and then there is also Work in Progress and How to Murder Time as well. So make sure you check out the System Network. All the podcasts on there are great listens. So make sure you check them all out. We're actually doing a third kind of conglomerate episode probably within the next month or so. Not sure if that's going to be on ReachCast feed or Guardian Radio's feed or where that's going to end up. But we will let you know as soon as that comes out so you guys can go take a listen. Also, make sure you guys check us out on our social networks. We have Twitter, we have Instagram, we have Facebook, and we have YouTube, of course. And always make sure you check out our homepage, podtacular.com, and the forums where you can get in touch with us and get in on the little tidbits of what the community has to offer. With that said, that's going to wrap it up for tonight. Thanks, everyone, again, listening to us, whether you're downloading it or you're listening to us live or just streaming it from our website. We appreciate every single one of you that listens. And until next time, keep on fragging those gun gooses.